After debuting a piece for the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra this year, one of Alaska's youngest composers came home to Haines with a grand piano-sized problem, a looming concerto competition and no symphony to practice with. There was one person he could count on to help. Returning to Haines from the University of Fairbanks for Christmas, 22-year-old composer Scott Hansen desperately needed a very specific tool for his work. Luckily, he knew where to find one. Actually, two.
We put it in the house right before we had a big fire in 1990. Firemen risked their lives, but they're coming in to throw tarps over the pianos.
Oh my God.
They put the fire out upstairs, but all the hot water came down and would have ruined both pianos.
That's Nancy Nash, Hansen's longtime piano teacher. Luckily for him, the instruments were saved. He started lessons at 7 for just a half hour every other week. One of 9 siblings growing up on a family farm, he was homeschooled until junior year when he convinced the school district to let him take one class, band.
Coming from Haines, I had a very small window of what music was, what it could be. I mean, our high school band had 8 people in it.
But it was enough to open the window. Music stopped being a solitary pursuit as he attended Alaska's student music festivals and composed for the Haines High School band. The more he played with others, the more he fell in love with music. That makes sense to Nash. For her, Hansen is part of a chain that's genealogical, from her teacher's teachers all the way down to her youngest students, an extended family of pianists.
My youngest student doing a duet with me, you know, Twinkle Twinkle or Chopsticks or something. If we're playing side by side on a piano bench, we're peers. You know, we are making music together if you keep it going. It's so valuable. It's so amazing what can happen.
Neither of them could have predicted he'd be pulled aside by the chair of the music department last year.
He laid out the chancellor's office wants a orchestral work commissioned. And I said, well, is there any more information? He says, nope, unfortunately, that's all we have. So it was sort of, you know, running into the void with your eyes closed.
The piece he composed, Centennial Overture, was debuted by the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra in November. To say that Nash is proud is an understatement.
If you remember, Scotty, when you did your audition here for for Fairbanks, and there was a time when we thought we'd never get through it.
Yes,
and I'm recording him, and I'm like, I know you can do this, Scotty.
Home for the holidays, Hansen needs to practice for a concerto competition in February. He'll be playing a solo part with a symphony behind him. But in Haines, there is no symphony at his disposal to practice. The best solution? 2 pianos and a reliable second player. With a fire burning in the wood stove and an audience of cats, Nash and Hansen each sit down at a rescued piano.
Are you set?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that twice.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Hansen plays the solo part. Nash plays all the rest. They've already decided they'll play together next Christmas and hopefully give a concert. In the meantime, Hansen will head back to Fairbanks to finish his school year and a new 3-part symphony with movements swim, climb, and ski. It's about growing up in Haines, he says. Audience of One, I'm Barrett Wilbur.